We begin with the mitzvah of Munah, and through that get to what our chivish talis is, and through the chivish talis we'll be able to understand what is our chayis to do, to how to act in most situations or all situations that we're in, whether it's a medical situation or a panasa situation or the like. Now there are some that have this theory that the Rambam believes in teva, and the way they describe teva according to the Rambam is that the world's an automatic machine. It keeps functioning, it keeps on functioning. Akash Baruch Hu set it up like a machine and just goes on and on. Just at certain instances, Akash Baruch Hu interferes and will do what's called an ace. And the Ramban does not believe in this. This is what some believe, that the Rambam believes in that. The Ramban disagrees with that, and then they make a machlokes at the Rambam and the Ramban. However, this is absolutely not true. It's not true. The Rambam is very clear about this in his Sefer Ma'ariv Nevuchim, as we'll quote, that he does not believe in this idea. There's another idea out there that some say. Could be there are many other Malachim, different Rishonim. Could be, but I want to stick to the Malach of the Rambam and Ramban. I meant to say that beforehand. The Malach of the Rambam and Ramban, because that's our Maseirah. And the one that elaborates on the Mahalach of the Rambam is the Rabbeinu Avram ben HaRambam Sefer Sefer HaMaspik La'ivdei Hashem. He has a long arichas on it, and it's Yidua that the Rabbeinu Avram ben HaRambam mirrored the Rambam, and he goes with the Shita of the Rambam, and maybe in one place he differs slightly, and one place Halacha maybe differs, but otherwise, he's in the Malach of the Rambam, and that's where we come off. Now, some also say that the Rambam believes that Hashkacha Pratis, that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashkiach on the Prat, is only for Tzidikim Gemurim. However, it's black and white in the Rambam against this, as we'll get to as we go on further. So what is the Shittas HaRambam? The Rambam believes that anything and everything that happens in this world at any time is a direct result of the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it should happen. The Rambam in Sefer Ma'ariv Nevuchim quotes in at least two places, quotes from Chazal, "Ein lecha kol esav esav." There isn't a single blade of grass. Milmata she'ein mimemuna alav milmala. That there's no blade of grass no matter down here. She'ein memuna alav memala, that there's no memuna on it from above. V'shoymer isa, that's watching over it. She'mako isa v'oim legadel. That means there's a memuna, it's a Chazal telling us that there's a memuna over the grass. There's different gersais in the Chazal. Some of gers malach, that there's a malach. Some of gers that there's a koichab. Akoparim, there's a memuna, there's something that's appointed, a malach or a koichav, to makoisai and to say gadol. This chazal is found in the Zayin Breishis, in Medrash Breishis Rab over there. It's a little different gersa over there. It says, she'en le mazel berukia shemakoisai v'im le gadol. But the way the Rambam explains, over there, Mar Nevuchim explains this chazal is the way he explains that the Malach is not some kind of power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into this world, that when you water the ground, so now something will grow from that. It's not some kind of, the Malach is not an independent spiritual human being that's hanging around in this world that makes it grow. The Malach is a direct shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This Malach, this Koichav, is a direct shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the way the Rambam explains is that every blade of grass, there's a specific rots in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this blade of grass should grow. There's a tzivui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a Malach, and the Malach gives the tzivui to a Koichav, and the Koichav gives a tzivui to that blade of grass, and then the blade of grass grows. So according to this, it comes out that everything that's happening, this implies that anything and everything in this world comes from the direct Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved down to that specific detail. There's no general. Everything is specific. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hands-on for everything in this world. So the Rambam, and the Rambam viewed, this is the Chiddush of the Rambam, and similarly the Ramchal and Derech Hashem also, Derech Hashem, and in Das Tvunis he's masbered more. The Ramchal also goes, this is the Halach, which is Pashat, the Ramchal got from Rambam, that the physical world, the world that we live in, is intertwined with the spiritual world, with the world above. And there are billions of stars, and they receive a tzivui. They're receiving a tzivui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a tzivui coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu via Malach, telling it how to control every specific thing that happens in this world. So when I pick up my hand, there's a tzivui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I should pick up my hand. And this is all and everything that's happening in this world except for the human being himself, which we have Bechira Chofshis. We have Bechira Chofshis. I have the Bechira. I have free Bechira to do a mitzvah or avera, which we'll get back to what that means.
So when you pick up your hand, is it like to meet your Bechirosa, huh?
No, to do mitzvah or avera, which I mean, we masber, there's a difference between Ruchnias and Gashnias.
Is it possible to lose the Shlacha Pratis?
We didn't get to get it yet. Okay, first let's get it, then we'll worry about losing it. Okay, that's number one. The Rambam writes very clearly that nothing happens to a person, to a human being in this world, that's not a direct result of Schar V'Einish. Everything that happens to the person himself is coming from Schar V'Einish. This means anything that happens to me throughout the day, it's Schar V'Einish. The Gemara in Erechim says, down to the point that if I stick my hand in my pocket and I take out the wrong coin, or there's no coin there, or whatever it may be, which means small Yisurim, big Yisurim, the Rambam says clearly, is all a matter of, it's all a result of Schar V'Einish. It's all a result of Schar V'Einish. Now, the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs counts three mitzvahs over here. It's very interesting. It counts three mitzvahs. The first mitzvah Asei Aleph, is to believe in Hashem. What does that mean? Emun Elikis. The Rambam says, V'hu shenamin sheyesh sham shem ila v'siba hu payel l'chal ha-nimtzayis v'amri nisbar chanecha sham alekecha. The Rambam's counting the first mitzvah is the pasuk of Anecha Hashem Elokecha. Anecha Hashem Elokecha is teaching me that, the Rambam says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the first in existence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives existence to everything, like we were just masber. And the mitzvah is Leida, to know that there is a Elokai, that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam. Coming off the pasuk, he doesn't quote this pasuk, but this is what he's referring to. V'yedata yoyim v'ashiv, in Marin Avuchim he speaks there. V'yedata yoyim v'ashiv v'yisrael levavecha. The leida is that the mitzvahs and moon is not just enough. I believe, I know, I have that knowledge, but it's more than that. It becomes part of me. It's v'yedata yoyim v'ashiv v'yisrael levavecha. It's brought to your lathe. This is not a theoretical knowledge like that there's some country out there that exists. It's a theoretical knowledge. No, it's a deeper knowledge. It's like who I am. I need to know it. I need to internalize it. I need to internalize this. That now it's part of me. I act with this. It's part of me. This idea that what? Lahamin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Matsi Rishin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is first in existence, and he's Mamsi Kol Nimso Upel Kol Anim. And he gives existence to everything there is, and he's also the cause, the source. Hashem is the source of our existence, and he's the Eloi, the Rambam says, which means he's the cause of all causes, he's the ultimate cause of everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the cause of Hanin. This idea, these ideas are something which we need to, not just emuna, we need to make it leda, part of us. We have to internalize it. That's the first mitzvah. The second mitzvah, mitzvah beis, is the Rambam learns these following things are three separate mitzvahs. We'll see the Rambam learns differently. The Rambam learns the second mitzvah, mitzvah aseh beis, is atziva shitzivano be'emunas hayichud v'hu shenamin ki poyel ha-metzius v'sibase ha-rishoyna echad v'lo amre yisal l'shema yisrael shem alkeinu shem echad. The Rambam learned from the pasuk l'shema yisrael Hashem elokeinu Hashem echad. The mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. Yichud Hashem. What's the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem? That there's no other power in this world. There's no other power in this world. Hashem Echad. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's a mental mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of understanding. We have to understand the capacity that Hashem has the capacity to do it. Hashem it's also a mitzvah of internalizing ourselves, that this mitzvah of emunah that we spoke about, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamzi everything, there's only one. He's only one. There's only one Hashem, and there's only one power, which is the source to everything that's happening in this world. Hashem is the cause to everything that's happening in this world. That's the second mitzvah. The third mitzvah, which we can jump to mitzvahs asa yud, the mitzvah aseh yud is the mitzvah of the divarta bo, of mitzvah of, the Rambam learns the mitzvah of saying krishma twice a day. Rambam learns the mitzvah deraisa to say krishma twice a day. Shetivano likroi krishma v'chol yoyim arvis v'shachris. V'omrei sa'ala was the pasik v'divarta bo v'shiftecho v'veisecho v'shachbecho v'kumecho. The mitzvah of saying krishma. What's the mitzvah of saying krishma? We already had the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, and the mitzvah of Emunah, Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Shem Echad. The mitzvah of saying krishma is, the mitzvah is that it's not just a mitzvah b'machshava, but it's a mitzvah b'dibur, b'dibartabam, that's the pasuk he quotes. It's a mitzvah of dibur, speak about it. As Rambam explains, that one who speaks about it and talks about it, that's what's going to develop within him the true emunah and the avos Hashem and the yiras Hashem. That's what's going to bring to him leida, that the more I study Torah, the more I'll get to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source to everything. So the mitzvah over here is not just once a day, but speak about it twice a day, so that it remains. It doesn't just remain as knowledge in my mind. Again, it becomes part of me. So the Rambam split these mitzvahs into three mitzvahs over here. We have the mitzvah of emunah, in the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, then we have the mitzvah of the Dibarta Bam. Now, the Ramban actually learned, taking a look at the Ramban on the Pasuk Nechash HaMalekecha, and if you look at the Ramban in Mitzvah Aseh Aleph, but more in Mitzvah Aseh Hey, look at the Ramban, in Leisa say Hey, you'll see the Ramban learned that what the Rambam calls Aleph and Beis, he puts together. The mitzvah of knowing that of emunah and leida, to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mamsi of everything, he's the cause of everything, and also that he's only one, batim is one mitzvah. And that's all learned out of Anecha Shem Alekecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the power that completely controls the world, and there's no other power in this world, and it all comes from him. So what we see over here is that's the mitzvah. Comes along the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Also, these mitzvahs that I just mentioned, mitzvahs Aseh Aleph, mitzvahs Aseh Beis, take a look at the Rambam. You say the Torah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph through Hey, and then again Halacha Zayin, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. The Rambam brings down all these mitzvahs again in Sefer Yad, and explains the Barichas, which we'll get back to different Lashonis in the later on, Chibur. But says the Rambam, so what's Avodah Zarah? What's Avodah Zarah? What was Avodah Zarah? What does it mean they were Oyver Avodah Zarah? So Rambam's Masba beautifully in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that Avodah Zarah was an idea that a Kadosh Baruch Hu created everything. Kadosh Baruch Hu created everything. But he delegated all different jobs to different people. And one doesn't have to deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. I'll just deal with the Kaichap or with the Malach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu delegated the job to. Comes along the mitzvah of Yichud, of Echad. Echad means, Yichud Hashem means, that in a time, rather we believe, like we started off the Chabura, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving tzivuyim to the Malach, who's giving it to the Koichav, and there's real Koichas. The Koichav has real Koichas to enact, to hit the blade of grass and say Gadel. There are Koichas there. But our mitzvah of Echad is that we need to believe, and more than that, Lo'yeh Elohim Acherim is, don't turn to any of the other powers. We have to be mesachet ourselves directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Rambam says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a galgal, which he explains in the Nebuchim, the galgal is the kli that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses to direct the world, the whole system. So according to the Rambam, this, I'm just going to end with this, that according to the Rambam, what does it mean teva and what does it mean nes? Teva is a system that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made of the normal nature. It's a system that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up, but not that he set it up as a machine that works automatically. But he had to set up some kind of system that when I drop something, gravity is going to pull it down. Because if I'm going to drop something, and sometimes it will go to the right, sometimes to the left, sometimes up, sometimes down, we won't be able to function in this world. So the Rambam explains in the Nevuchim that Teva means, what Teva means, this is where they make the mistake, the ones that we start off with. What Teva means is it's a system that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up how the world should run on a normal day. But Avada HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Rambam points out from the Chazal of Eilucha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved and he's the cause, he's the Eloha Elois and the Siba L'chol HaNimtzayim. Of course he's in the cause for every single thing that happens. Just there has to be some kind of system. Chayk Nasan V'layavar. There has to be some kind of rules of nature in order for us to be able to function this world. So what's Nes? So the Rambam explains that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something which is not within the normal, what we call teva, within that system. He violates the rules of this system. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many other systems. Right? He's puzzled with the Chazal that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a tonight with Maisa Bereishis for Kriyas Yamsov. What do you mean he made a tonight with Maisa Bereishis for Kriyas Yamsov? So it says the Rambam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by Maisa Bereishis, already set up many other systems. And there'll be a time when he has to use the different systems. Paint Kriyas Yamsuf, he used the system of splitting of waters. When it comes, so Rama says, who are din by Nige Batim? It's not natural. According to the Teva, someone speaks Lashon Hara, you should get in the Goyim? No, it's a Nes. Shad is, there's another system over here. Someone who speaks Lashon Hara, he will get Saras. The Rama, my Matzchias HaMesim. You go through Maimon Tzchias Mason. My words, they accused the Rambam that he doesn't believe in Tzchias Mason. So he wrote a Maimon back to them that he believes in it. So he explains over there, he says, be the system of Teva, someone dies, he's not coming back. Except what? He says, there's another system over there. Why do you have to set it up? Says the Rambam, because in order that when will come the time for Tzchias Mason, it shouldn't be just spontaneous and there'll be chaotic. People will be getting up from here, getting up from there. See, he set up already a system how those that are dead will be getting up in a normal way. He's just gonna make that system work. So therefore, the bottom line of so far, what we need to know is that Avada HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in every prat and the cause for everything that's happening. And this is what Chazal meant, that he was hissed already by Maisa Bereishis. And, okay, with this we'll go further. Yeah.
Why can't he do it in a non-chaotic fashion?